I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is such a pleasure to welcome you back for hour number three. I said hour number two as I was going in. Anyway, it's hour number three. I know what time it is, I think. Maybe. I don't know. I hope so. At any rate, we've been talking quite a bit about the red wave. We've been talking about voting, about how important it is that you get out and vote. I gave you a lot of biblical scripture, by the way, for why it is for Christians have to be involved and our responsibility to be involved. There's a biblical reason why we need to be involved in who leads our country. And from Exodus chapter 18 to 1 Timothy chapter 2, to understanding the generation that we are in 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10, which is our theme for the Chosen Generation radio program. And I thank you so much for tuning in and listening each and every day. And I'm so excited to welcome my next guest to the program. She's general counsel for the Southeastern Legal Foundation, SLF.org. And SLF is an organization that I have been privileged to have as guests on my program. Todd Young was with us for many years. It's been just such a pleasure to have them as they fight for our constitutional values. And they've got some information. We knew something wasn't right about what had happened in this race and the attack and the assault on an honorable veteran of our United States military, and now the evidence is, well, there it is. It's there. I want to welcome Kim Herman to the program. Kim, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we knew Eric was being railroaded. We knew that this whole situation that was happening in Missouri was underhanded at best and likely had Soros fingerprints all over it, at least outside fingerprints, probably Soros. Now we have evidence. Talk to me about what we've discovered and what's going on.
Yeah, we do. So just to take your listeners back a minute, years ago, local St. Louis City prosecuting attorney Kim Gardner brought charges against then sitting governor Eric Greitens, saying that he had some pictures of a woman who he was having an affair with, and also bringing some charges that he was using some campaign donor lists inappropriately. Well, it turns out when we fast forward years later, we found out that she had none of this evidence. So she brought these charges against the then sitting governor to take him down, force him out of office, and she had none of this evidence. So why would she do this? Well, our client, John Solomon, who's editor-in-chief of justthenews.com, sure. He's got a TV show, right? We all know John. He's a great American.
Great guy, great American, absolutely. Yep.
He wanted to know. So he sent a Sunshine Law request saying, give me all the records that you have between your office and George Soros, because we know that he's bankrolling Kim Gardner. And this just smelled, and it felt a little bit like Russiagate, right? It felt like there was some outside, you know, influence on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they refused to give us the records. I mean, for 3 years we fought for these records, finally got them. John has published them, and they show that a series of payments, multiple payments, each of $50,000 were made, past hands, to influence Kim Gardner and her prosecution and to bring this. And the money was going, it's really, you need a whiteboard to kind of chart this all out.
Right.
But it ended up going to the attorney of the mistress's husband at the time. Really shady stuff to weaponize her office to literally oust a governor.
And the end result, the sad end result is that they were successful in their PR campaign to smear Eric, to smear his reputation, his family, to create all kinds of, you know, problems, for him, because they were able to use media sources that they fed this false narrative to. And, you know, I mean, how do you combat a lie? That, I mean, this is the problem we have. And this, you know, you talk about cancel culture, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Eric Greitens was the victim of a counter cancel, if you will. It was cancel in reverse. Because he was canceled based on them being able to tell and share misinformation.
Yeah, it's what we see happening. It's not just at the local level, right? And I mean, when you look at what's happening with our prosecutors, with our Department of Justice, with our FBI, even,
yep.
Right? We all know that this is exactly what they did to President Trump. Like President Trump, don't like President Trump, it doesn't really matter. Like Eric Greitens, don't like him, it doesn't matter. At no point should the top law enforcement in our cities, our counties, our states, our federal government be weaponized. And that's what's happening here. And we know for a fact that Kim Gardner did not have evidence to bring these charges. She herself has been brought up on ethical charges. They have been founded. There was a former FBI agent that has been prosecuted. But at the end of the day, these prosecutors, the lawyers are just getting slapped on their hands. That's mm-hmm. not enough. We right. need to see them get real punishments so that we can stop this. You know, I hate to use the phrase drain the swamp, but it's an accurate phrase to use. And return some credibility and integrity to our justice system.
Well, it's interesting. I read a scripture in the last segment, and it says this: "But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully."
That's powerful.
And that was part of my lean in to, you know, the voting that we're doing right now and who we're voting for and how we're making those selections. You know, we have founding documents from our founders. I believe Thomas Paine, who talked about it, John Adams talked about that good laws are only made for good men, because bad men don't follow any law. They're lawless at their heart. And this is what we are watching happen in our country at the highest level. I shared a story. Larry Klayman has an email out right now about a Marine veteran who has been arrested and charged with seditious. What is that term that they're using? Hang on one second. I had it up here. I apologize, Kim. Give me just a second and I'll get it back up here. Here we go. So they are charging him with seditious conspiracy simply because he is a member of the Proud Boys and he happened to be on the Capitol grounds, never breached the Capitol, never yelled, hollered, spoke, provoked. All the video of him is just he's with people. They're praying. They were there so that there would be people to recognize that, hey, we think something bad happened. We think that this election has issues. And now we have, what, six states that are all voting in their legislatures to potentially pull back their electors from the 2020 election. I mean, there's so much evidence that's out there right now relative to this. But the point is that he was charged and all of his VA benefits have been taken from him.
Yeah, I mean, they're just canceling people left and right for their beliefs. You know, there's people that broke the law on January 6th. Those people are the people who should be prosecuted. Nobody is above the law in this country,
yep.
Right? That's what makes America so special. That's what it was founded on, one of its core principles. And nobody is above the law. I don't care if you're the president of the United States, right? When Bill Clinton lied under oath, we, Southeastern Legal Foundation, filed an action in Arkansas, took it all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he lost his bar license because he lied under oath,
right,
even when he was a sitting president. It was the only lasting repercussion that he had. Interestingly enough, anytime a lawyer now becomes president, they give up their bar license voluntarily when they get elected, because they know that they might not get prosecuted, but groups like ours are going to hold them accountable, and at least give some sort of lasting effect. But, you know, that's what we need to see. When we have Kim Gardner, when we have, you know, all of the attorneys that were involved in Russiagate and
right,
even the second impeachment, which was just a, I mean, it's all just a farce.
Yeah.
They should be embarrassed, because they are insulting the entire profession.
Well, and they have violated their oaths, because mm-hmm, even as an attorney, you have an oath. You have a Hippocratic type of oath to uphold the law. And so when you violate that, when you break that, when you cross that line, then you make your oath of no effect. And these are the kinds of issues. And now as we move into voting in 8 days, we need to be thinking about what is the character? What are the principles of these individuals that we are going to cast a ballot for, or even of the party that they represent? And do they represent our values? And that's so critically important. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, it is so important to understand the legalities of it and what we can do to fight back. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Legal products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Kim Herman, Southeastern Legal Foundation's General Counsel. Hey, Kim, as you were talking about justice, and I'm not going to go deep into it, as we went pretty deep into our conversation in the break, but, you know, according to Josh Phillip and Epoch Times and The Real January 6th, according to my friend David Summerall and BloodyHill.com, there are about 100, maybe 150 individuals who were at every instigation of every event there on January 6th on that day, who the majority of them, I'm not going to say every single one, because I believe there are a couple, like the helmet guy, for example, as I understand it, who Ashley Babbitt punched trying to get him to stop breaking windows right before she was shot, and then went and appears to have changed into a D.C. Capitol Police uniform on the stairs on video. But he apparently has been arrested and identified, but there is 100 or more that are still running free that were the actual instigators, while hundreds are sitting in these gulags. The lawlessness that we're seeing, I want to draw your attention to that, because I know that's something that you guys are very focused on, is just across the board with these DAs in city after city across the country. There's no enforcement, and the law-abiding citizens are victims.
Yeah, I mean, we saw this really as a nation. We became aware of this in 2020. I mean, the summer of 2020 was just, it was appalling to watch what was happening to our country and our cities. You know, I'm here and in the suburbs of Atlanta, used to live in the heart of Atlanta, and driving down past our old building during that time and knowing what has happened and that nobody was getting arrested for this. People are being told, don't arrest anyone. The police officers are scared themselves to arrest them. If somebody has broken the law, justice should be served. And then on the other hand, we have where justice or where the law hasn't been broken, evidence is being fabricated, and these DA offices are being weaponized. Somehow our entire country has been turned upside down, and it's like we've been flipped on our head, whether we're talking about this issue, whether we're talking about what's happening in our K through 12 schools, on our college campuses, free speech. Like every issue, we are fighting to maintain who we are as a country. And earlier you were talking about, you know, the polls opening up and going to the polls. I don't know who people should vote for. That's not what I'm here to talk about. But what people do need to realize is that they have a choice about the direction of our country. Are you going to support people and support causes that are furthering our Constitution and going to reclaim our Constitution and rebuild the American Republic, which is what we're trying to do, or are you going to support undermining it and destroying our Constitution? That's the choice that America has right now. It's a scary choice, but it's a very real choice, and it has big repercussions.
And it's interesting. I was thinking about, you know, as we were talking about, I guess it ties into that as well, you know, this whole thing with the assault of Paul Pelosi and what have you. And not to get into those details in particular, but there's a Wall Street Journal opinion piece that just speaks about the volatility also that is a part of all of this, and how disinformation, and that brings us right back, right, to what we started our conversation about. All the lies about Eric Greitens that we now know, I mean, we knew they were lies when they were happening, we just didn't have the documentation, as John Solomon has been able to get, to prove it, but now we have the proof and the evidence that these are lies. And, you know, you have the same similar situation. I was glad to see in the editorial that they tried to kind of balance it a little bit, because the Wall Street Journal can be a little funky that way sometimes. But even still, Kim, to that end, final couple of minutes, your thoughts with regards to how do we address real disinformation?
Yeah, I mean, addressing real disinformation is a challenge, but I feel, and this is just me personally, that the best way to fight it is with the truth. You know, we need a strong media who is going to be out there. We need more people like you who are bringing all of the topics to the people, who are bringing all sides and the truth, the real information. You know, one of the things that we do is we train college students through our 1A project about the First Amendment and their rights and free speech. And the most important thing that I think we can teach them is civil discourse, is talking to each other, hearing each other, bringing everyone all of the information. And that doesn't just go for our college students. That's what we need to be doing as Americans. Stop fighting on Facebook. Stop fighting on Twitter. Let's just get the truth out there and let it speak for itself, because it's pretty powerful once we can get it out there.
Amen.
You know, we can just do our best on it.
SLFLiberty.org is the website. SLFLiberty.org. You can follow cases, issues, news releases, and you can follow Kimberly Herman as well. Kim, thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate you joining us. Always great conversation when we have you on the program.
Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We've got more coming up. James Hurston is with us. Can Elon Musk actually turn the bird around? I don't know. Maybe. He's working on it. He's certainly done a lot of house cleaning. We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it's always fun to have my next guest on the program. He is a cultural law and business analyst. He is a lawyer. He also has a media psychology degree. He's a New York Times best-selling author. And it's my pleasure to welcome James Herson to the program. James, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be with you, Pastor Greg.
Well, sir, there's a lot for us to get into today. So we'll try and get as much of it as we can. Let's start with, Elon Musk and what he's doing over at Twitter. You know, I'm twice banned for life now on Twitter. I was banned for life for almost 2 years. And then, I believe it was Alex Berenson won that case out in California. And so I used that, sent a little message into the Twitter folk, and they wrote me back almost immediately and said, oh, we made a mistake. We reviewed and yeah, you're good. Everything's great. And then literally, and that was when it looked like Elon was going to buy. And then within, I don't know, probably 30 to 60 days, when it looked like maybe Elon wasn't going to buy, all of a sudden they banned me again. So I am currently, it says on my page when I go there, you are suspended for life.
Well, see, that's part of what we all watched. I mean, I honestly, that is profoundly un-American. And they banned you and they left on all kinds of people that promulgate hate, the types of racism, pornography, all this stuff. So obviously, it wasn't just Twitter, of course, it was all the big tech companies. At the bidding, we now know, in probably in every case, but we certainly know with Facebook, and I think we're going to find out with Twitter, it was at the bidding of government, which is just blatantly illegal, violating the Constitution, violating the spirit and letter of the First Amendment. The First Amendment was to protect people from the suppression of state by government. And that's what, you know, the left all of a sudden became defenders of private enterprise, which they hate. But when they were able to get people in power in big tech that would do their bidding, and in the name of an Orwellian word, now we know, misinformation or disinformation, which is really wrong think, as Orwell would call it. They banned people, censored people, put disclaimers up. And in many, many cases, what they were banning and censoring was not just truth, but very important truth. Very important truth spiritually, medically, politically, but truth that was inconvenient to the predominant narrative purveyors now that we know. And we live it almost daily. There's a new story comes out and there's a spin on it, a narrative. And then pretty soon the alternative media sources begin to find new elements. A perfect example is what's happening right now in a developing story. I say it's developing because we have dishonest media, dishonest police. They're covering it up, but Nancy Pelosi's husband and this weird hammer attack, which immediately Democrats and the media pounced on, spun a narrative. And in the old days of Twitter, they would censor anyone. Now what they're doing, instead of censoring, if someone comes up with an alternative theory, they say, it's a conspiracy theory, and it's misinformation. And so we watched all this. Well, yeah. And so you mentioned Elon Musk, and one of the things I was telling you off air when we were talking is that, you know, it's not proven yet how Elon Musk will, you know, be able to withstand. It's like Elon Musk versus, it feels like, the entire world. Because he's going against, you know, he's going against the establishment, the globalists, the Democratic Party, the neo-Marxist, literally the entire ruling class. And so he's already being attacked just moment by moment. But he's going against his interests. That's the important thing. This is the richest man in the world. And thank God, and I mean this, I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. Thank God, for some reason, this South African man has an attitude about his money that is very Christian. That, in other words, you know, he's a man that lives humbly. He's really, he's someone that's just been this kind of a geeky guy with great ideas, and has just blossomed because of God's given him these wonderful gifts. But he, because of his attitude towards money, I work with a lot of wealthy people. I mean, we're all well off in America, but there's a kind of a truism about acquiring wealth, which is why our Lord talked about it. And that is, the more you get, the more you have to lose. And with many people, they have anxiety about losing it. Mm-hmm. And you can see that anxiety. I mean, Jeff Bezos, you know, goes up in a rocket in a symbolic, you know, Jeff Bezos seems like a man who was overcompensating. When he was the richest man in the world, he seemed to be the most miserable man in the world. It's just an observation. But sure. Elon Musk is willing, he's risking everything
Right.
And so we have to pray for him and support him.
James, because James, I mean, Twitter has been the weapon of the woke. And we know that Twitter and Facebook were in partnership with this rogue administration, with the tyrants in power. I mean, they even when, you know, Donald Trump was president of the United States, they banned the sitting president of the United States of America from their platform. That's unheard of, absolutely unheard of. So there's no doubt, and Elon Musk is taking down, the beast. It's a pretty major deal what it is that he's doing. You were mentioning about Pelosi, and I know you and I both have California roots. You're still in California. San Francisco has been the home of homosexual activity and especially political homosexual activity. Does it surprise you that there could be a link between Paul Pelosi and, say, a male prostitute?
Yes, it does surprise
me.
It doesn't surprise me that that kind of activity happens, in San Francisco. Yeah. But yes, I am. I must be naive, but this woman who's the Speaker of the House, who claims to be a devout Catholic Christian, who's married and has children with this man. I mean, I guess, any married man, if this is true, we still don't know if this is true. We know that the guy who broke in, that one of his vocations was a male prostitute. The guy was severely mentally ill and was, in my view, these kinds of people, I look at the spiritual dimension. I think this is a man in bondage. This is a man most likely possessed and deeply, maybe we don't know his soul, whether it's willful. I'm talking about the attacker. But
no, I understand.
But the unanswered questions,
sure,
in the narrative.
Right.
In other words, we have what are real reports from reputable sources that say that the slider that he was said to enter appears to be broken in from the inside out. There's glass that is forward, not inside the house, but from breaking the glass from the inside.
Right.
So there's a big question. There's more than one hammer, and there are reports that both of these parties had a hammer. And then there are reports that there's a unknown person who answered the door and let the police come in after the call, and Paul Pelosi was in the bathroom calling, knew the guy's name, said his first name,
Zero Hedge wrote that he referenced him in the 9/11 transcript as a friend. So that's kind of interesting. But let me go back to what you said about Nancy Pelosi. We got a minute going into break, and then you can answer this coming out of break. I hear what you're saying about, devout Catholic, quote unquote, except that she was a huge proponent of H.R. 5. H.R. 5 is the quote unquote Equality Act, which is a non-equality act. It would nullify every biblical position and make a biblical worldview in the United States of America illegal and punishable by criminal act. In other words, it would be a criminal act to say marriage is between a man and a woman. Oh, you're going to jail. Don't try to convert children to a boy to a girl. Oh, you're going to jail. She's for abortion. She's for the LGBTQ agenda. And she's for silencing the church. I'm not sure how that lines up with being a devout Catholic. We'll be back. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support...
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, James Hurston. You know, James, I think it is important for us to recognize, you were just mentioning something relative to understanding the power of prayer, the impact that our prayers have actually had. You know, and you were going through some of the list associated with that.
Well, it's a natural human, fallen human tendency to forget. We forget the miracles that occurred. And so I just mentioned a couple. We forget it's a miracle that the United States Supreme Court, all of the conservative justices joined together and overruled Roe v. Wade in the Hobbs decision. We forget that, and I mentioned to you in Virginia, that was a miracle election because Youngkin was able to be, and it was a sweep across the state when, according to the polls, it wasn't possible. They kept, you know, telling the population of Virginia it couldn't happen. And they beat this guy. This wasn't an ordinary candidate. This was a operative, long-time corrupt operative bundler of the Democrat Party, Terry McAuliffe, a past governor. And so that's not, so it's almost like it's not possible. It reminds me of Saint Apostle Paul being in prison maybe Barnabas, and Barnabas says, you know, how are we going to get out of here? He said, well, not without divine intervention. And that's what we all feel like. We need to, but we're seeing signs. I mean, and Elon Musk remains to be seen, but already, as you and I were discussing, the way he conducted himself, the first moment he had the reins, he had authority, he fired several top executives for cause,
right,
taking away their severance and having them escorted out immediately by security. You know, there's a saying in our culture about acting like a boss. That was acting like a boss for sure. And,
yeah,
you know, this, so it's, we're, you know, it's going to be hard because, for example, there were like, you know, the left has some pretty good bot farms, meaning they have people that control thousands of Twitter accounts. These are fake accounts.
Right.
So they get those people all to launch their accounts at the same time. There were stories the last couple of days. They had like hundreds of thousands of post tweets with, hate, you know, using the N word, and they were set up to try to hurt, Elon Musk to say, look, Elon Musk takes over Twitter and it's filled with hate. It's filled with, misogyny and homophobia and transphobia and blah, blah, blah. So already that war was launched. And then of course the media war, which continues. If we look at the mainstream media, there are constant headlines about how terrible Elon Musk is. These are written by people who drive Teslas, who want to probably get a good deal on a used Tesla now from upset, triggered liberals. But, you know, one after another saying that Elon Musk's Twitter is going to fail, it's going to be a disaster. It's going, he went wrong. He became MAGA, and he has absolutely turned him to a deplorable and blah, blah, blah. So that continues. And then it continues from, of course, where I live, where still it's a power. It's diminished, but it's a power. It's the entertainment business and all the, you know, Saturday Night Live immediately goes into action. And they're just so unfunny, unentertaining, and just basically an arm.
Yeah, but James, let me interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you though. But the other thing though too, I mean, and I agree with you on SNL. Although SNL has also put together a lot of skits going after Joe Biden. So is Hollywood preparing to turn on Joe Biden? Are they going to carry the narrative to blame Biden for this giant red wave that appears? I had Dick Morris on earlier today, and we've been talking quite a bit. Rick Manning was on with me. It certainly appears that a red wave is a very real and imminent thing. Is Hollywood preparing to turn on Joe Biden and blame him for all that? We got about a minute.
A portion of Hollywood has already turned. The reason SNL did that, and they did it within the last couple of months that they started poking at Joe Biden, it's because of two words, Gavin Newsom. There's a whole group, and a lot of them are in Hollywood, but they're on the Democrat side, who want to get rid of Biden.
Right.
They want to get rid of Harris. They don't want Hillary to run. This is a real power struggle going on in the Democrat Party. And they want Newsom. They think Newsom is the answer for the Democrats' future. They're very deluded. They're very deluded because Newsom is another
nightmare. All right,
he's a different kind of empty suit.
We're out of time. I appreciate it. James Hurston, go to his website, jameshurston.com. Folks, we've run out of time for today. I'll be back with you on the program tomorrow. Remember, vote. The key here is don't rest on any laurels. We've got to get out and vote. And at the end of the day, you're going to have to stand before God and answer this question.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.